that the Lord, day of the Lord is with. Let me back up. Start. Beloved, be not ignorant this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, but as long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now you listen to this right here, you don't never hear nobody preach on this. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, when the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the work that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be? Person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, I don't know why men don't preach on that verse of Scripture. Really, I do. It'll tear up their doctrine that they have. But I'm telling you right now, God's Bible said you're under anointing of the Holy Ghost, that the heavens and elements was going to be burned up. They ain't going to be no more. I don't care what the Jehovah Witnesses says. It's going to be like a broom sage patch, burn over and be made new. But God said it was going to be dissolved. If you stop and think just a minute, God's going to destroy everything. I mean everything that sin has had anything to do with. And sin was first found in heaven, and thank God, in Lucifer, when he's sitting up there exalting himself. So heaven's got to be done away with. I thank God that the elements of the air where he come through when he cast him out, thank God, it's got to be done away with. And he's ruling and reigning on this earth, so it's going to have to be done away with. Amen. God's going to do away with everything. Amen. That Satan has anything to do with. That's the same reason why this old body, amen's got to be done away with. Because, thank God, it's sinful. Thank God, great name forevermore. I bless your heart. Now turn with, if you would, to 1 John chapter number 2. And I won't just drop this thought with you. Amen. I got to study on it a while back and could begin to study on it again today. Ain't God, and studied a little bit on last night in my sleep. Amen. I'll start reading maybe with verse number 12 in 1 John chapter 2. He said, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. The Word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Amen. I want you to notice God here is trying to encourage the people. Thank God, the young people and the old people, because you have overcome. Amen. You've got victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot overcome Him by yourself. Amen. Me and you both can't do it. Amen. Somebody, I told my wife a while ago, I was reading in a little old piece of paper where a man said, thank God that the devil, I was going to be cast out of heaven. I read in the Word of God where he's running to and fro in this earth today, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He's right here today. I bless your heart. He ain't going to be. He already is. But I want you to notice here now. He tells us how to keep the victory. And we can't do it on our own. Thank be unto God, there ain't no use of us. Ain't got a rearing back. Hooking our thumbs and our gaddises on our overhauls. Amen. And said, I've got the victory. On this victory we got is through the Lord Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for Him done, I'd be stealing cows before morning. Amen. I'd be drunk on dope. Ain't no telling what I'd be doing. If it was not for the grace and mercy of God. He's good to us, people. How we need to praise Him for everything. He's given us what we've got. He's delivered us. He's kept us from the hand of the evil one. We look around at the meanness that's going on today on this thing that's keeping you and I from being in that. It is the mercy and the grace and the goodness and the power of an almighty of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let me drop you this here while it's on my mind. Amen. Fourth Sunday this month is what we call Christ's birthday. Amen. I texted yesterday, I guess it was. Ain't no telling how many I texted and asked him. I said, well, if that's his birthday, how old will he be? Amen. Thank God. And I got one answer from Chris Kitchen. And it just blessed my heart. He said he's the only child that was ever born. The day he is born, he is older than his mother. Thank God was the same age as his daddy was. Amen. In other words, he's from everlasting to everlasting. What our forefathers needed back yonder, Tommy, it's going to take the same thing, or maybe a double portion, in the day we're in the day. We read just about every time we hear or pick up a paper, I turn on the news, murder, rape, all kinds of stuff going on. You know what's keeping you from that? It's the grace of God. Thank God it's not us. We cannot keep ourselves. We are kept by the power of God. I tell you folks, I feel better tonight, and I felt in a good while. I feel like exalting us and telling us how to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. It's through Him and by Him that all things exist. Thank God, and we are kept by Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, He's wrote all these things because we've overcome this stuff. Amen. He's encouraging us. Let me encourage you. I've been born again. Amen. You done got one scar on the devil's head. Now, just see how many more you put there. I like what an old holiness preacher said one time years ago. He was talking about Satan. He said, you'll know him every time you see him, because he's got three scars across his head. And I thought, man, where do you come up with something like that? He said, every time that the devil come to Jesus to tempt him, I said, he grabbed the sword, which was the Word of God, and just whacked him a good one with it. Done it three times. And I see where the three scars is. Amen. That sword. The Word of God. That's the only thing that we have to fight with in this life. Is the Word of God. Amen. Taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Having your feet charged. how with the preparation, how the gospel, how to own this way, how we're going to stand in these evil days that we're in.
Amen.
Now I want to show you something here, if God will help me. Amen. Let's read just a few more verses down through there. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now that'll cut every one of us if we ain't very careful. That'll cut us and cut us real short. Amen. I believe God meant for us to enjoy some things in this life. I'm not saying I go off and get a cave and suck your thumb. I'm saying thank God don't let them get power over you. I went to sleep about 3 nights this week, or maybe 4 this week and first last week, amen, of listening to that Hickenbottom on true riches. I put it in that little old CD player beside the bed, and he's preaching about going visiting that woman under that rock, and said there's so much God on there couldn't pray. It's not the great house you have. It's not the good car you got. Amen. It's not the money in the bank you got. Amen. It's what you do. I know about God and what He knows about you and how you have. How determined in your mind how to take up your cross and follow Him daily. Oh, bless His name for His goodness toward me.
Yes.
Man's life consisteth not of the abundance of the things that he owned.
Right.
If it would, the rich man would have had it made, wouldn't he?
Amen.
Our life consists because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Talking to a man yesterday, he phoned, we hadn't talked in a good while, and got talking about the cross. I said, Paul said, God forbid that I should glory in anything save in the cross of Jesus Christ, whereby I am crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto me. He said, some people says that ain't nothing but wood. I said, they're exactly right. That wasn't a thing in the world but wood. I said, but that wood, God growed it just for that purpose, for Jesus to die on. I said, what give us the victory was the blood that was shed. Hallelujah. While he was on that cross, thank Him the God. Amen. I thank God for the cross. Amen. Need to be like them little hummingbirds that I preached about. When you get tired, I sit down and rest on it. Amen. Don't go off and get the molly grub. I get exalted in the cross of Christ.
Amen.
Love not this world, neither the things that are in this world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now you listen to what he said. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but He is of the world. Now that right there get me and you both in a close place. I've heard people say, and it's not so. I've heard people say, Don, you might go buy you a new car, and I'd drive by and see it, and I'd say, boy, I'd like to have me one like that. They said, you've gone to lust. That ain't it. Just cause you'd like to have one like somebody else, that is not lust. Lust is when you try to, when it is conceived, it's in your heart, and not start trying to figure out a way to be done out of that car.
Right.
That's when lust comes. It ain't wrong to be tempted. It ain't wrong. Amen. I bless your heart when David had, I looked over and seen Bathsheba. It wasn't wrong just seeing her. But after he looked at her, he began to lust after her. When lust was conceived, it brought forth sin. Then sin brought forth death. That's where the problem is. When it gets conceived in our heart.
Amen.
And there's not a one sitting in here that ain't tempted. I know, I'm a human being.
Right.
These eyes see things, make you think things that you wished you hadn't have thought.
Right.
And if you keep messing with it, it'll make you wind up doing things that you wished you had not have done.
Amen.
I'll tell you the best thing when lust really begins to get a hold of you, amen, is do like Jacob done, amen, when Potiphar's wife wanted him to lay with her, the Bible said he just left his coat and took off a running. I'll tell you when lust gets strong after you, don't keep playing with it, run from it, amen. Stay away from it. Separate yourself. If you don't, you'll wind up in trouble with God.
Right.
Might get tight before this is over with.
Yeah,
help us, Lord. We're in a pitiful generation, but we need some encouragement.
Yes.
Need some encouragement. Things in this life, you look at it, it'll cause you. I'll say this. Me and my wife was over in the center the other day, and it was pretty cool. And there's some old man, I guess, is older than I am. I guess it was stupid of me for thinking it, but I thought it. Come out now with a pair of them old. Looked like he's riding an ostrich bareback with his breeches cut off. Had a false leg on one side and his real leg on the other. I started to walk up to him, pat him on the shoulder, and said, "Sir, if you don't put on some breeches, I'll go with that coat, you're going to wind up with another false leg." Amen. I bless your heart. At his time looked like how people would dress their self, cover their self, how to keep other people from lusting after them.
Amen.
Lord, help us. I might ought to stay at the house, woman. Amen. For the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Let's go back to Genesis. I want to show you something. If the Lord let us. That's exactly the reason why I preach that a woman and a man ought to wear some clothes to cover their nakedness. We're human.
Yes.
And God put it in man to desire woman that they might get together and multiply and replenish the earth. And God put it in the heart of a woman to desire man. Then when you uncover that flesh, that stirs that lust up.
Amen.
Come on. I'm not getting on nobody. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yes.
It will. Amen. God bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. Amen. Thank God, God's Bible over there that I heard. That fella out of Sunday preaching. About that spot dressing. Over there in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned. They took fig leaves and made themselves aprons. And God come along and done. He didn't like the old spotty clothes they had on. So God killed an animal. And he made a cloth coat out of skin. Amen. I asked James, Wayne Henderson one time. Amen. And he's a Bible theologian. And I asked Chris Kitchen. I said, now y'all correct me if I'm wrong. How that coat that God made them went from here to here. And both of them said, yeah, while I was preaching. He said it was the same coat. Ain't God like the priest had to wear when he went in before the Lord. Amen. I know. Thank God you can't keep people from listening. But you don't have how to dress in a way. Thank God to entice them and make them do it.
Amen.
I heard a man say one time about a woman he was preaching. Said a man looked at a woman, lusted at her, just using it for example. And said he lusted at her, and said he died and went to hell. And said when he got up there, God asked him, and why did you lust after her? Amen. I bless your heart. He said, because she didn't have no clothes on. Then when she died and got up there, I said, God spoke to her and said, you remember that time when you went over there? I said, you caused that man to lust after you, so therefore you're going to hell just like he did, because you was the cause of him molesting.
Amen.
Y'all want me to go to hell?
No.
I want to help us. I want to help us. You notice yourself that it's getting plumb pitiful. When you go to town, you got a mountaineer wear a paper sack over your head. I know a preacher. He was over here in Rome for a while. Now he's back in Kentucky. How old is he, woman? About 40-year-old, 45? He is born blind. I walked in there one time, his old Freddie Walter meeting. I walked by and I did know his name, but I forgot it now, and I patted him on the shoulder and called him my name. He said, James Shaver. You know, he could tell my voice just like you and I could tell by the face. And I've always thought how bad that would be to have to go through life blind. But yet, on the other side, he's going through life and not having to look at everything that we are having to see.
Right.
Help us, Lord. Let's look right here now. I'll get to it. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That'll get every one of us, about cover everything. Now, let's look in Genesis chapter 3. And the Bible said here, I'll start reading in verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord thy God made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we shall eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the garden which is, fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. And the serpent said unto a woman, you shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Now you notice the first thing that got that woman is the next verse. And when the woman saw, and God, there's the lust of the eye. When she saw, amen, that the tree was good for fruit and that it was pleasant to the eyes. Amen, that right there, if we ain't careful, I'll get us every time. How we see something that looks pleasant, thanks be unto God, and he'll cause us to listen to the serpent whispering in our ear and telling us that God don't mean what he says.
Right. Amen.
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 That's exactly what he'll do, just like he done her. Amen. She saw the lust of the eye. All that's in the world is the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
Right.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for fruit, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. A tree to be desired. Now there is the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
First the eye saw it. Then the flesh began to desire it. Have you ever been in that shape? Amen. I'm telling you, don't get in them places. If you can, pray to God, lead us not into temptation. That's what Peter and him praying to the Lord. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Follow him, but don't lead us into temptation. Lead us away from it. And make one wise, she took of it. Pride of life. I saw it. The flesh wanted it. And I took it.
Amen.
Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. All three of them right there in that. And she could not overcome it by herself. And you can't either.
Amen.
I never was able to. Whatever I saw, get the lust in my heart, I begin to desire, I try my best to get to it. But since the Lord got a hold of me, amen, I have learned that maybe sometimes that head will turn.
Amen.
Amen. Them feet will turn. I can't make people do right. I can't make them say the right thing. I can't make them dress right. But I tell you what I can do. I can pray for God, amen, to help me when I get into that time of temptation.
Amen.
Like Billy Mitchell says, Billy Mitchell was bearing down pretty hard on TV. Said a man come to him and said, "Why, radio is just as bad as television." Billy said, "Are you kidding me?" He said, "If David had just heard that water poem and never seen Bathsheba, he'd have never thought nothing about it." If you just hear it on radio, I mean, there's some things on our son God, don't you get me wrong. But if he'd just heard the water pouring, he'd have never left there. Amen. But he saw her.
Amen.
You all have to agree with me if you'll be honest about it. You cannot turn that TV on before, even if it's news, you got a woman on there half naked.
Amen.
Everything. Some of them say if they'd wear makeup, it'd make them look better. It don't make them look no better. What that is, it's Satan's way of putting lust in the people's heart that's sitting out there watching it.
Amen.
I talked with our guest here before about being in Anniston that time, having my wife down to that doctor's office, and I ain't been up in that waiting room since then. I always sit in a vehicle, don't go in there. But they had that big colored television up on the wall, and I was sitting there, and everybody else had to know. And there's something about that thing that'll draw you. But they, what's this off? Two men come out there. And they just locked arms and hugged and kissed one another. And my blood pressure, if I'd have checked it about them, would have busted their tester. Them sodomites, that room come full of people and was teaching people that sodomy was just fine. I looked out at my truck through the window, and I thought to myself, my pistol's laying in that truck. I wish I hadn't in here. Had much more than got rid of that scene to here come one of the prettiest white women about half clothed, and here come a colored man out in they lip lock. What is that thing of teaching? Amen. That God bless your heart. It's teaching us to fulfill the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Amen. And live. And God said all that's in this world is the lust of the eye and the pride of life. Amen. He said it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And God said, I wrote this to you that you might overcome. God's wanting us to take His book with the power of the Holy Ghost and overcome this.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
This ain't too strong, is it?
No.
If it is, I'll tighten it on down. I'm going to say one thing to y'all. Brother Milby told me today, he said, I don't see how them people stand you in Oscar Bowl. Now, he said that today. I said, I preach easy and let Oscar do all the hard preaching. Y'all hear me? But I ain't preaching to hurt you. Now, I'm trying to encourage you.
Amen.
It wouldn't do me no good to get on all you both feet at the same time. It wouldn't do one bit of good in the world. Matthew chapter 4. Eve couldn't overcome it because Eve only had Eve. But we know Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost after John baptized him. He was full of the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, He had begotten the Holy Ghost. He is God in the flesh. He was just man like the rest of us. But the Holy Ghost gave Him power. In Matthew chapter 4, then verse 1, Then when Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungered. And when the tempter came and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to make bread. Now Satan come at him with the lust of the flesh. You've been up here 40 days, you've been up here 40 nights, and you've not had anything in the world to eat, and if you're the Son of God like you say you are, how you turn them stones into bread and get yourself something to eat. Lust of the flesh.
Amen.
I'd say his flesh would almost say, turn it into it. But you notice what he said, and he's given us a good lesson. And he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Sometimes we're going to have, do we talk about going out praying, talking to God? Sometimes we need to have a real good conversation with the devil. Tell him to get down the road. Amen. I bet you he said, submit yourself therefore unto God, then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I've got news for you. He'll flee from you, but he won't go very further. He'll come right back with what he had and more too. God bless your heart. I'm trying to help us tonight. The things that's getting us is what God said here was the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
Amen.
You know, there ain't none of us like to be just flat told off, stood right in the face and be told off. Just swallow your pride and go on. Have you ever had it, preacher? Time or two. I didn't like it then either. Years ago, they wouldn't have done that. But by the good help and grace of God, I can take it. Or have. I won't say, well, I will. Might be a difference. Brother Ralph Larry said one time, heard I was talking about a while ago, he said his work was bagging food at a grocery store after he got saved. Thank God, and said somebody somewhere got mad at somebody and said, boy, just smacked me right upside the head with her open hand. He said, I just stood there and took it and went on. He told us there, he said, I don't advise you to do that now when we get out of here. He said, that time I took it. I don't know what I'll do the next time. But God will give us the grace when our flesh gets there. Amen. I don't find where John had ever had any kind of fit. I don't find where Peter had one. I don't find where Stephen's had one. I don't find where Paul had one. Thank God, but I'm telling you, I wish James could give up God and could get into shape as Peter and them was.
Amen.
Yes, amen. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeds out of my mouth. Then the devil taketh him up into a holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Now there's your pride of life. Just show me. You said all these things, but now show me. If you are the Son of God, jump down. Don't you know, just like human beings, they want, well, I'll show you. What the very pride of life. But you listen to what he said. And Jesus said unto him, it is written thou again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Sound like it. Lord help us. Verse number 8, again the devil taketh him up into a exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now there's the lust of the eyes, for the Bible said he take him up seeing high mountain and showed him. Let him see it. A kingdom of this world and the glory thereof, and said he, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. I think that's been a pretty good lesson for us tonight. If we'll just realize there's not but three things in this world. I don't care what you run up on. As within that category, them three things covers every category you run into. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Every home that's busted up, amen, divorce and remarriage, it falls under one or all three of them. Every home where they shack up and live together, it falls under these. Amen. Everything that's done that man does, it falls under one of them three or else all three of them. But God told us, and he showed us Eve couldn't because she's just Eve. But he showed us we can through Jesus Christ if we'll get all the Holy Ghost we can get.
Right.
You know, that's something that we need to covet. There's a place in there, the Bible says, covet. Covet earnestly the best gift. That ain't but natural if anybody's working it. If they can find an opening to move up to a better job. But we need to know what's going on, what we're moving into. Amen. We could be moving into something that'd be doing us more harm than good. Or it might be all right. It's not me to judge.
But I'll tell you what, everything that comes under the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, or the pride of life. I ain't going to let so-and-so do me that way. I ain't going to let so-and-so talk to me that way. I ain't going to let so-and-so do me that way. Boy, I'd love to have that thing. I've got to figure me out a way to beat him out of that. Amen. I mean, you see that pretty woman down yonder? Hey, man, I've got to find some way to get me a date with her. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Amen. Anybody got anything you need to do?